This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, let's talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are we doing there?
We're doing great.
13-1's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about this just a minute ago. Maybe you can think about it, and we'll talk about more contemporary baseball. But we threw out the hypothetical question. If you could grant one baseball player an injury-free career, who would you pick? So we went all the way from DeGrom to Trout to Koufax to Mantle, Mattingly, and everybody in between. So that's just a question. I'm curious. You know more about baseball than any of us will ever know. And so just a random question to throw out to you.
Gosh, man, there's so many. I was a huge Mickey Mantle fan.
Yeah.
And that sprinkler, when he stepped on that sprinkler and tore his knee up, that changed a lot of what he could do. But you know what? I got to be selfish. I'm going to look right here with the Texas Rangers. I'm going to go Corey Seager right now because we've had him on the DL a few times. So be nice for him to stay off it the rest of his career.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a good answer.
We definitely did bring him up in the conversation too. And I'm glad you said that, because that leads me to my first question. Since June 20th, Corey Seager has only two games without a hit. In the month of July, he's already hit and, got a hit in almost every game. Three home runs, eight runs scored. Is it fair to say that we're seeing Corey Seager, the one we all know, coming back right now?
Oh, I'd say, yeah, without question. He's just right on time with everything. And hit the breaking ball out off a left-hander yesterday. He's in a good spot. This is Corey, as we know. And, you miss some time coming off that IL. It just sometimes it takes time. Now, we've seen him come off and catch fire right away. But it's just not that easy to hit major league pitching. And it's happening for him now, which is a good thing for us.
I know there's a lot of players we could talk about here, but given that Marcus Semien was on fire in June, had a really good start to the month of July, how much does that just change the dynamic of your lineup and your club in general when both of those guys are rocking and rolling at the same time?
Oh, completely, completely. I mean, there are two guys, so, that's – that's who this offense, I think, thrives on, depends on. Those are the guys that we all lean on to, provide offense. So, Marcus, sure, that's a, tough start for him, and he's got a track record of being a slow starter, but you saw his timing come, and now the ball's jumping off his bat. I saw BP batting practice before it all started happening. You could just see it coming with them. We said it's just a matter of time with these guys. And I said, you know, earlier in the season, you know, you just got to keep believing these guys are going to get their numbers close to where they normally are. And, yeah, it's a little bit of a climb, but it's happening.
Now, the team started out phenomenally in one-run games this season, but since that start, it has been a struggle. Also a struggle, the hitting and OPS with runners in scoring position. Is there one that's more frustrating over the other, or do you think they go hand in hand as to why both of them have suffered?
Oh, I think without question, they go hand in hand. I mean, pitching has been doing a great job of keeping us in these games, and but you know, it's not just the base hits, but it's the productive outs that we've had a hard time getting. And you know, you don't execute those close games, you're probably not going to win them. You know, and the other teams are lately. You're right; it's been a pretty big swing, especially these extra inning games. And but even 2 days ago, you know, it's a tie ball game, and you know, we had our guys out there, and they found a way to get a run off of Martin. They threw out a couple good at bats, and you know, that probably was pushing Milner a little bit, but ended up walking a guy. So, yeah, that's frustrating to you know, lose these tight ones. So, and that's when a manager takes more responsibility for, you know, and it's my job to try to figure a way to win those games.
Well, then I would love any insight you can give us about that. You talk with the players in terms of, this is an opportunity where I need a productive at bat versus, I get it, everyone's trying to go up there and get a hit. Hit a home run. That's all fine and well. Like, how do you balance? No, I'm trying to get on base versus, hey, I hear you, but I just need you to move this person over.
Yeah, well, it's things that we work on in batting practice. You know, we have rounds of batting practice. You know, some are, you know, they get the bunts down, then they got to move them over from second to third. They got to get them in, infield in, and we put the infield back, and they have to get them in. So we create, you know, those times where, you know, they need to think about what they need to do at the plate to execute. And now I will say hitting's tougher than it's ever been. And some of these guys are facing, you know, late in the game to, you know, the closers, the setup guys on 100 with, you know, nasty sliders. It is hard, but, you know, it's just having that, that fight and that determination that, you know, to get it done. And so anyway, you know, if that gets better, I you know, this thing will get turned around and we'll get on a good roll. You can look back at, you know, the last 10 games, if we would have won half of them, we'd be sitting, you know,
yeah,
in a really good position, I think. Hey, I got something for you. I just thought of a player.
Okay.
He asked me about staying healthy.
Yeah.
I caught a guy named J.R. Richard. J.R. Richard was an incredible talent, pitcher at Houston, about 6'9". I mean, he was, Nolan Ryan was on that same team.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw 100 with a slider at 93, 94, and ended up having a stroke, which ended his career. But
Wow. This
guy would have stayed healthy. He was a no-doubt Hall of Famer. He was the most intimidating pitcher in that era. And if you ask any hitters that played there, and they'll tell you the same thing.
I'm looking at a picture of
yeah.
him right now. I think he's holding 8 baseballs in one hand.
Holy cow.
He was just incredible. How hard he threw and the stuff that he had. And when he let go the ball, you felt like he was handing it to you.
Is that just heartbreaking when you see, whether they were teammates or your players now, that like get through injuries or go through injuries, even though it looks like they're doing things the right way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's incredible the number of injuries now, but more than ever, and you try to figure out why. I mean, they're conditioning more than they ever have, including the off-season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's been talked about, maybe they're too tight. You know, they need a little bit more fat. They're eating too healthy. There's a lot of theories out there on what's going on that's causing these injuries. And, you know, John Kruk used to say, you know, fat, it's hard to pull fat. You know? it's just amazing on what's going around throughout baseball. I mean, not just we're talking arm injuries, you know, from pitchers and the Tommy Johns and things. And that's created by the power that they're, you know, get these pitchers to throw and the different type of shapes on the breaking ball, the sweeper and all that. But, I mean, just the little things where guys go down.
You know, I'm glad you kind of brought that up too, Boach, because the other night I was listening to the TV broadcast and our old co-host Mike Bassick was kind of having a conversation with Dave Raymond saying, you know, back in his day, players stood around a lot. And now everything from like spring training to batting practice is so planned and so efficient that maybe by the time the players get to game time, they're a little fatigued from everything they've done since like 7 o'clock that morning. And I was just kind of curious if you thought that might be a reality. Have you ever thought about that when you see these guys working all day that hard and then they get to the game and it's a little too much?
Yeah, I mean, we have looked at that, you know.
Oh, okay.
How we can lighten the load on these guys, or, you know, at the same time, though, you don't want them sitting around too much.
Yeah.
When our guys go in, they have their routine as far as their conditioning. They go to the weight room and do their stuff, and then they come out. The hitters, they have their routine. They go in the cage and they come out every day. We do our fundamentals, our ground balls. Outfield does their thing, but we don't keep them out there standing, shagging, trying to get them off their legs. And I tell you what, the stuff that they have in that training room, I mean, it's the machines and gadgets and stuff. These guys, get taken care of, but still, it's still happening, and every team is saying the same thing we are, though. You know, with these injuries, these obliques. When I played, that was a rare deal. I mean, it was. I mean, maybe every couple of years, somebody you heard about it, somebody pulling their oblique. But now it's a really popular thing, and a lot of that is, from the torque that they're trying to create.
Yeah.
And how strong they've gotten, and again, there's not a lot of cushion there. I'm talking about fat and stuff, maybe to help them out.
Maybe a little bit more of that.
I'll give them some tips. Don't worry.
We were also. I was listening to Will Clark, and he was telling a story about trying to help out a current player in San Francisco and with his defense, and that player didn't show up. And I was kind of curious what questions would you want younger players or somebody new to a team to ask veterans or former players, like when you see Jack Leiter and he's sitting next to Evo, what kind of questions you hope he's asking him, or like a Josh Smith and he sees Michael Young travel through? What kind of questions you hope these younger players are asking the veterans?
Well, any question that is going to help them become better, like a Leiter, maybe sitting with them, watching whoever's pitching. What pitch would you throw here? Why? What you're thinking when you're ahead 0-2 or 1-2? What's worked for you as far as making you a better pitcher in your career? Because Evo was a power guy. He threw 100, and he was basically fastball, curveball guy. And now, he's got the cutter. He's got the split. I mean, he can sink it. He's a lot of things he can do now, and that's made him a complete pitcher. And that's how you get better. And that's why I love a team with a lot of diversity, because you can look at them and say, well, what's making them better? What can I do similar to what they're doing to make me better? And so that's what you're hoping, instead of just watching the game or not asking anything.
I loved Wyatt Langford's quote after the game last night. You guys had 9 walks, and he said, anytime you get that many walks, the other team kind of didn't do their job, I would say, which feels very fair. But also, it seemed as though, and I think the numbers bear this out, yesterday that y'all's team did a better job at maybe not swinging at so many pitches. Did you see anything in particular plate discipline-wise yesterday that you were like, all right, that's the direction we need to move into?
Yeah, I'll start with how difficult it is to lay off pitches from a guy like Soriano, who throws 96, 97 with that hard slider, and it's sinking. And we did a little bit of chasing early, but the guys made a good adjustment. And sometimes you just got to commit to a take, because it's not that easy when the ball's on the way going, okay, I'll take now. Because he was having his struggles throwing strikes. So guys did a good job of saying, wait a minute, I'm going to make you throw a strike. And he had a hard time doing it. And so, yeah, that's what I thought we did a better job of. Not the swing decision, but before, you took the swing saying, I'm taking a pitch.
And then the last thing I was kind of curious about, I know you're focused on the big league club and right now, but the MLB draft gets started on Sunday. I'm curious how much you're involved in the process or meeting with scouts or CY or all of that, or is that difficult to do while you're like, hey, we got another game today?
Yeah, we're so busy here with our club. And, you have your departments, and we have our scouting department, of course, our front office, and, that's what they do. And, that's what they're really good at. And I tell you, scouting, it's a different thing. You take somebody on the field and say, okay, you go scout high school. Well, you don't really have a reference on a player, so it's hard for you to say or predict 4 years from now, this is what he's going to look like or what he's going to do. And these guys are trained, to scout and evaluate. Yeah, it's a little bit easier for us if they're in professional baseball, but now we get the right guys making those calls, and see why he's involved. Now he does talk about the drive. He keeps us up on what's going on. But we all have too much on our plate here.
I've always thought that a great strategy, instead of just getting a free agent 1 year, would be to take that $35-40 million and go raid all of the best teams in Major League Baseball and take every single one of their scouts to bring into your organization. Don't you think that would be a good idea?
Yeah, you can have too many cooks in the kitchen too now.
That's true. So, that's fair.
To your point, I'm a firm believer, huge believer in how important scouts are. And, of course, it's close to home for me because my brother was, he was a career scout. Now my son's doing it. But, as a manager, I rely on scouts, with the information. If they watch a club, I'd love to get their thoughts on that team and something that can help us. We don't use advanced scouts as much as we used to, but they're the backbone of our industry. And, they make our jobs a lot easier. We're in the limelight, but, they're the ones doing all the work.
Well, we appreciate all the time you take to spread the word, spread that information. Great win last night. Now let's go get 5 more going into the break.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good talking with you.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.